Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for sharing some time with us on the program today. The entertaining and educational children's book, Lulu Meets the King of Pooh by Janice Condon, is a delightful book, beautifully illustrated, that introduces children to a very important concept, the existence of gut flora and its importance in human health. Crafted with scientific accuracy and lots of humor, one review says, fantastic little book, not just an education for children, but for everyone. Janice is a retired occupational therapist with a keen interest in healthy nutrition and wellness. Her passion to share respect for gut microbes came from a personal experience. She jogs daily, practices yoga, lives in Chico, California with her husband, Frank. Both compete in track and field. And by the way, Frank is the world record holder in the indoor mile, men 65 to 69. Janice Condon, author of Lulu Meets the King of Pooh, our guest on This Week in America. Janice, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. One funny thing, I am not retired anymore. I went back to work as an occupational therapist in a skilled nursing home. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so healthy and have energy and thought, I want to go back into my profession. So after I wrote my book, 3 years off, I came back.
They just can't keep you away helping people. I knew you were doing it some. I didn't know you were back full time. And that's excellent. You know, the book I mentioned is something personal to you. And you've said this is a book, this idea you've had for a long time. Talk about where the idea came from and actually sitting down, writing the book, which kids, and we'll talk about this in a minute, you've got a classroom that you go into and the kids go crazy and they're actually learning something and having fun at the same time.
Oh, gosh. You know, it started because I had a problem from too many antibiotics. Is maybe my dad was a doctor and penicillin was recently in because I'm going to be 78 in April, and I got too many antibiotics, and maybe 20, 25 years later, I started suffering from side effects, you know, foggy brain, lost yes. weight, rashes, and went to a number of doctors, and nobody could help me. Nobody mentioned any problem in my gut, and that was, oh gosh, 15 years ago at least. And then a group called Weston A. Price helped me heal my gut. They're people who believe in what primitive people ate and natural foods, no processed, fairly high fat, and fermented foods helped me heal my gut. And I kept thinking, I want to share this. And who better to share is children. And I remember Dr. Seuss and rhyming, and I got two great illustrators, one who helped me with internet, and the other who's free hand drawing and watercolors. And we produced, I think, a pretty good book. But first, let me show you. It started, 15 years ago with Charlie the Acidophilus. I kind of self-published a little how-to book. And then I kept thinking years later, I want to do more about gut microbes. And that's when the idea came to me. And so I self-published a Stella book, one of my granddaughters, Stella's Adventures in the Incredible Bioterrain. And I submitted it to 7 or 8 different publishers, and Austin McCauley picked it up. And there was for a smaller company in London, and that's how it got started. And they really helped me with editing and final everything. And yes. It came out good. I'm happy with it.
More than good. It came out in an excellent manner, and it's touching so many people. And it's a great to focus on the children, because this is where it all begins. If they understand the importance of their stomach, how everything works in there, the importance of food and exercise, which you talk about as well, they've got a lifetime of health pretty much ahead of them, don't they? I mean, that's where we really need to start with these messages.
Oh, I agree. And you know, if you make it funny and you make it rhyme, I think kids remember it better. And if they don't choose healthy but they have it as a tool. And, you know, I think we're not leaving our world in as good a place as you and I had it when we were growing up. And so this is a tool, and I hope it helps. I hope it helps children choose that they do have a choice. They really can help their body. If they help you, you can help us, vice versa. The microbes say, you know, that if you help us, we'll help you. And
well, it's fascinating because the payoff is better health. I mean, these kids are all going to feel better, number one, with this knowledge and with the health and the fitness that you talk about. The book is Lulu Meets the King of Poo. The author is Janice Condon. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. You can find out information at her website, janicecondon.com. And link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the character in the book. Talk about Lulu. She's nervous. She's got a science report giving her a tummy ache. She goes to sleep thinking about this, obviously. It's on her mind and has this fantastic dream without giving too much away. Talk about that, because she really goes on a journey inside, doesn't she, when she falls asleep?
She does. She comes in and she meets Emily Enzyme, who says, "I'm Emily Enzyme, and this is my plane. This is my space. You've landed in just the right place, and I'll give you an incredible digestible tour." And, oh, Rick, I know what I wanted to mention when they go to my website is the song I wrote called "Do the Acidophilus Hula," because Emily introduces her to Abby Acidophilus. They go through the pyloric valve, and Abby Acidophilus tells them they hula in the villa. That's what we do best. So
that's one of those songs, when you hear it and see it, it will stay with you. And if you're not careful in public, you may be doing the hula yourself. So you really need to. In fact, there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody asks what you're doing, it'll be a good time to explain to them exactly what it is you're doing. So once again, you incorporate what really gets children excited and receptive to the mention when you start mentioning the topic. And Lulu goes on this journey. And everything is explained. One of the reviews, as I mentioned, said not just for kids, but for adults as well. The other thing I like so much about this is it's really science-based, isn't it? This is not something you're making up. This is a science lesson as well.
I really like that I was able to put, when Lulu says to Benny Bifidus, you know, "Benny Bifidus, King of Poo, you love the stinky things you do. Your many tasks are so important. You're the gut, heart, brain informant." And it's true. We're all connected. Everything is so connected in our bodies that, you know, who'd have thought gut microbes? I was 55 when I learned I had a universe inside me and that I could help myself by my food choices. And it's helped me a lot.
Well, it has. And you talk about education through laughter and song. Let's talk about that, because you go into a classroom, sort of the adopted classroom you have. And I've seen videos, and you'll find those on YouTube, and you can link on by going to Janice's website as well. When you see the laughter, the smile on the kids' faces, and they're up and they're moving, this really is an impressionable age for them, and it's going to have an impact. They're going to be talking about this and remembering what you taught them years from now.
You know, that video you saw, that little one-minute video, that was at a Montessori kindergarten, oh gosh, over a year ago, around at Christmas time, and they loved it, and they loved to dance, and they asked so many just uninhibited, wonderful question, as a first grader did. And the two classrooms I adopted now are fifth graders. And I adopted them, and I bought 25 of my own books for them. And they used it last year and this year. And so I visited them just last Wednesday and read to them the current book I am working on now called Lulu, How Do You? How do you take care of gut microbes? No illustrations or anything. And they were fascinated. And I'm so fortunate. They each wrote me a little thing in their pencils, what they want. And they really are asking, how do you eat healthy? I had no idea sugar was so bad for you. I mean, just wonderful questions. So I'm obligated. I'm going to I'm going to finish this book as quickly as I can.
Well, there's an audience out there, a receptive audience, and it's interesting as I'm thinking and reading about what you went through as a child with antibiotics and the long-term negative impact that had on you. You wonder if we're really making any progress in maybe cutting back on the use of antibiotics. And I ask that because if somebody sneezes now, they want to have an antibiotic to make that sneeze go away, whether they need it or not.
Wow. There's so much more now, so much more. I'm so glad because any time I've had to take antibiotics, and I try to take them as little as possible, probiotics, and they even have a schedule. You take them an hour and a half after you take an antibiotic, and so it helps. And then once you're done with the antibiotics, you take more probiotics, but even more important, Rick, is eating foods that are fermented, sauerkraut, miso, kimchi, even a good organic pickle, yogurt that's not sweetened, you know, a good natural yogurt. All those things put probiotics back in, and you want to replenish your gut.
It's just that simple. The book we're talking about, Designed for Children, Enjoyed by Adults as Well, Motivating Adults as Well, is Lulu Meets the King of Pooh, Janice Condon, our guest on the program. Her website is janicecondon.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can find the book, of course, at Amazon and those places. I mentioned that fitness is not just something you did when you were, like, really young. It's something that's keeping you young, as you mentioned, got another birthday coming up. Talk about that. And in the background on the video, we can see your husband, who's a world record holder in track and field, men 65-69. Talk about the importance and how that's really, I don't want to necessarily say change your life, because you've always lived this life, but enhanced your life by staying active.
Well, you can see behind me, that's our wall of track and field,
yes,
competition. Those were the World Games in 1998 that we competed in. Let me show you a little up. That was a picture that was on the front page of Eugene, Oregon. I was putting sunscreen on his nose. And let me go. Here is me high jumping. I started high jumping at 55 and got a coach to help me. And Frank is the one who got me started on this competition stuff. I used to run, you know, for fun and maybe a little road races. But he got me into the Masters track and field. That he is the one who broke the world record at 67 years old. And that was 10 years ago. And nobody has broken it yet.
That's just amazing, and the power of what you can do if you eat right and you continue to work. It just really enhances the quality of life. Let's talk a little bit about projects you've got coming up. You just touched on one now. I get the impression your mind is like always working. You may be a book or two ahead, and you're thinking with ideas and how I can get these illustrated, published, and into the hands of kids and make a difference. What all are you working on?
Oh, my gosh. I'm working right now on my book. You know, it's just fun. My mind always goes there to science, and I keep reading. I wanted to introduce with Lulu, How Do You? Lulu goes in more as an 11-year-old, and I'll clarify. Lulu is going to have a much active part in this because she's, you know, much younger in my Lulu Meets the King of Pooh book. Now she's maybe 10 or 11. So she's going to ask these organs, what are the best foods that you like going through you, and what are the worst foods? And so let me read you just a few lines
of
this.
Yes, please do.
It's like, I'm Louie Liver, and I deliver green and bitter bile, breaks up fats in style. Something you ate at the end of your meal wasn't real food and not such a good deal. Junior the gallbladder is like my little purse. He dumped in the bile. That's why you don't feel worse. So, and then Pammy Pancreas will say, please don't eat so much sugar. I hope you'll heed this, or I'm afraid you'll come down with diabetes. So I have different organs in there.
Yes.
And she's going to be asking more questions. But I read that last Wednesday to my fifth grade classes, And they loved it. And they wrote me questions about what are healthy foods. So I'm definitely going to put in the healthy and the unhealthy. I have so much gratitude for feeling so good. And also that these fifth graders kind of came to me.
Well, yeah, and they're obviously it's encouraging because they're asking questions, which means they're thinking. And that's always a good thing when that happens. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about your writing style, because you just don't go say, okay, kids, here's what's good for you. You do it in an entertaining rhyme. The way that you deliver those lines captures the kids' attention. They're probably saying the lines after they close the book. Talk about the style of writing, because it really captures the attention of everyone.
Oh, Rick, thank you. You know, I think Dr. Seuss, and I was read to a lot when I was younger, and I remember those funny things and the rhyming things the best of all. And I don't know why. I've always been called, my friends call me zany. I have a zany mommy. But it just comes. But the more I read, and so I really read and study all I can, you know, from, gosh, Dr. Perlmutter has been a great influence, Dr. Mark Hyman, Chris Kresser, these people that I really absorb these. And then I can think of vocabulary, you know, what rhymes with what. And it's always, I like to be funny, so hopefully they you know, it comes through.
But there's another element there of feeling good and staying healthy is laughter, sometimes taken for granted. You can be having a terrible day and something funny happens, and all of a sudden that changes the whole trajectory of the day. Suddenly it's not that bad a day after all. So you've got the laughter, you've got the health, a healthy diet, you've got exercise, and you've got this very important message as well. You mentioned the people that influenced you. I mean, you're going to, years from now, be some of these kids that you're teaching saying, I was influenced with my diet and lifestyle by Janice Condon, who used to come to our classroom when I was, you know, in elementary school. What's that feel like, the fact that you are really making a difference in these young kids' lives?
Oh, it feels so good, you know, because here I work with an older population now, geriatrics, and I am older than many of my patients. And what can I say? I think I'm a better therapist now than I was younger, because I have empathy and I understand the struggles going through and the mixed messages they all get, you know, from the media and everything. Here, eat this, do this, take this. But you have to consider the source of your information. Are they doing it just to make money? Or are they really doing it to help you? And that really is my, I feel so good when I've helped someone. I even share my story with certain patients, you know, who would appreciate it. And so I read them and give them my Lulu Meets the King of Pooh book. I always keep it with my clipboard. And that's what really makes you feel good. Just, I can tell you're the same way, you know.
Well, yeah, to be able to reach out, and there's something about having a therapist that has been through some of the things that they're talking about, rather than someone, there's nothing wrong with youth. I can remember vaguely, but I can remember being youthful as well at one point. But you got somebody that's 28, it's pretty much textbook from them. Someone with a few years and experiences, it's been what they've been through. When you're listening and talking to them, it's something you're very familiar with, because you've lived through many of the things that you know, the patients are going through. The book is such a fun read, and again, a delightful story that teaches children the importance of nursing their bodies, a great one to add to your collection. It's a book that your children will be reading and passing on to their children, and you'll be sneaking looks at as well, I guarantee you. The book Lulu Meets the King of Pooh. Janice Condon has been our guest on the program. Janice, do you have a line or two from the book that you'd like to read here at the conclusion of the program? Our attention before we go. And while you're pulling that up, her website is janicecondon.com. The book's available at Amazon as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Janice's website. Something just to leave us with, something that will be sticking in our mind for the rest of the day.
Well, you know, I'm revealing the secret of how Lulu gets out, because Benny Bivitis wants to take her through the colon, and she says, no, no, that's too yucky. But Stanley Stem Cell is the hero, and he saves a day, and they burrow through the cell wall and go up the circulation pathway, and your heartbeat will squeeze you to your lungs. They will sneeze you. And so here is Stanley saying, hold tight, hold tight. We're going to take flight. It's called stem cell gliding. It's really exciting. You'll enter your heart, and your heartbeat will squeeze you to land in your lungs. And your lungs, they will sneeze you.
That is such a great excerpt from the book, and I put you on the spot at the end. I thank you for leaving us with that message on the program today. The book is Lulu Meets the King of Pooh. Janice Condon, our guest on the program. And I'm talking about Frank, the record holder. They're very active. It's part of the education through laughter and song and eating the right things, all of that. And you'll be impressed with the book. Your children will be impressed by the book. I guess that's the important thing. Janice, thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Website is janicecondon.com. Great to have you with us on the program. Keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure to have you with us on the program. Janice Condon, author of Lulu Meets the King of Pooh. Our website is janicecondon.com. A link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.